You've heard the stories and rumors about this place, about the clock tower. You've heard about how this place is cursed, how there are those who've entered and never returned, how there are those who did return, but they were changed. They went crazy. Or so it seemed. They kept blabbing about this imprisoned person in the tower, how they need to free it, and the promises of wealth and power that whatever was imprisoned promised them. But you didn't believe all that. You knew there must be some logical explanation, and you were going to get to the bottom of this. Here you are, entering the clock tower, a dead, quiet place with rusty gears and cogs surrounding you, all intertwined and connected with a thick layer of dust covering them. Numerous spider webs making the nooks and crannies their home. You make your way up the stairs as you reach the operating room. You see the complete opposite in this room, a clean and tidy room. Too clean, but that's not what grabs your attention. Something else entirely does. Strange writings and shapes on the wall. Symbols and words you can't comprehend. Something about them. Something about them calls to you. You look at them and feel drawn to them. To touch them and feel the carvings on the wall. While your mind processes all of that, your hand is already reaching out to the wall as you touch these mysterious symbols. As soon as you do, a strong wind passes through you and the very air around you changes. It's like the air has been significantly sucked out of the whole building, which makes you have to exert much more effort just to comfortably breathe. Turning around, you're met by a completely different view as the gears and cogs come to life, and the clock tower is fully operational. The rust is gone. All the spider webs vanish as if they were never there in the first place. You watch the gears turn and spinning. Your eyes following the gears, trying to find the starting point, looking down at the bottom of the stairs. You can see it. You can vividly see that first main gear spinning purposely and like a domino effect. All others follow. Your eyes slowly traces the gear as you listen to the clock ticking. Following the gears, you see how the main one connects to the next. Literal clockwork. Each gear moves with each tick. Your eyes following the gears, moving from the second to the third as the gears keep moving up the tower. Your eyes follow, ensnared by them, focusing only on them and how they move, how their motion seems so calculated and accurate, not missing a beat. The clock ticks as the gears move. The sound becomes a trigger. You hear it. You see the gear move, and your eyes instantly follow, becoming part of the system, part of the machine. Your eyes still tracing the gears, trying to reach the end, trying to reach the last gear in the system, the one that makes the clock tick. The reason this complicated machinery exists in the first place. There you are. Finally, at the final gear, at the center of the clock, the one controlling all the motion and the clock's hands. Your eyes locked to the center, locked on that gear as you watch it move. That's when you hear it. That's when you hear its voice. Help me, my child. You must set me free. You hear the voice inside your head, speaking to you, speaking with urgency. You're not sure how it's doing that, but it continues. Evil men have locked me in this place, cursed me to be imprisoned in this clock tower for centuries and centuries. I've tried to escape my prison, tried to escape to save the world. Their cult was trying to unleash demons into the world, but I was able to stop them. I was able to save us all, but as punishment, they locked me up in here. they locked me up. So when their cult grows in power again, I would be helpless to stop them. You need to set me free. I can put an end to this. You must help me. And I promise you wealth beyond your wildest imagination. Set me free, and I can give you all that you desire, and more. Listen to me, my child. You want to help. You will help. I'm sure of that. I don't have much time. I don't have much time left before this link is broken. But before I go, remember this magical word. When the time is right, with the proper preparation and ritual, this word will be the key to freeing me. The word is Imtelekni. This is the key to everything. With it, I'll be able to roam free once again. But don't tell anyone else. You don't know who might be part of the cult. You don't know who's the spy. They might try to stop and trap you, just like they did to me. That's why, when you get out, you tell them the clock tower is empty. You share that with them and nothing more. If someone asks you for more details, tell them you don't remember because the air was too thin inside. It made you very light. My time is up for now. But remember the magic word. You take a deep breath, blink in a couple of times, and regaining your composure, you're outside. You're outside the clock tower. You stand up and stare at it, looking up at the hands of the clock. You find yourself mindlessly reciting the words, "The clock tower is empty," as you turn around and walk away, taking one last glance back at it. You remember the word, the magic word, Imtelekni.